Welcome to the CEO Hotline, the podcast for business owners and mamas who are ready to ditch the rule book when it comes to making money online. If you are ready to build more than just a small online business, then you are in the right place. Because over here, we are building movements and making massive impact in this world, the standard. I'm your host, Bella, your tough love, ride or die mentor, obsessed with helping business owners and mamas just like you build your business and bank account to multiple six figures cash and beyond with simple and sustainable business strategies. Over here, we believe every day is a good day to make money and building your business gets to be fun while simply being all of you. If you are ready for that too, grab your coffee or wine, mama, and let's dive in. What is up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the CEO Hotline Podcast. It's your girl, Bella. I'm so excited to be here with you all. It's a good day to make money. I am so, so grateful for each and every one of you that listen and tune into these episodes every single week. If this is your first episode, you just magically happen to listen to this one first. Hello, I'm so happy to have you here. Okay. I want to know that you are a listener. I love to get to know everyone that listens to the podcast and just shoot me a DM. Will not pitch you, none of those things. I literally just want to know that you are tuning in and, you know, get your feedback. I'm super excited. I'm actually this week going to be sharing on my stories a question box, so make sure you stay tuned for that. I'm going to be asking you guys what episodes you want to see from me next. I have a couple batched ready to go at this point, and by the time you listen to this, and we also have a couple of guests coming to the podcast. It's been a while. Our last podcast guest was Danielle. She is my one-on-one client. If you have not yet listened to that episode, I highly, highly recommend. It is somewhere in the 20s, but I'm excited to bring some new guests in. And if you want to be a guest on the podcast episode, go ahead and just shoot me a DM. Right now, we don't have an application form, but you can shoot me a DM. Let me know what you would like to talk about. And if I think it's a good fit, then we will absolutely have you on. And it's super exciting. But let's dive into today's episode. I want to talk about not being afraid to fail and just open heart share with you all my take on this. And I hope it will make, you know, something click for you. I hope it'll shift something for you, because not being afraid to fail got me here today. It's not more than strategy. It's more than like the mindset shift. It's just this state of being of I don't lose. Like, I win no matter what. And I cannot fail. Like, failing isn't even an option. And I talk about this with my husband all the time, where, and even a couple of my clients, where I say, if this business didn't work out, let's say I lose all of my clients, I'm either going to rebuild or I'm going to do something else that I love. And I'm going to be successful no matter what. Like, I do not fail. Like, there is no way that I lose. And sure, launches don't go as planned, but to me, I don't look that as a fail. I don't think of me as a failure. I see it as growth. I see it as a lesson. And when you make this shift in your business, in your life, everything changes, because you're no longer afraid to try things. And that's what holds so many people back, is they're afraid to do X because they're afraid of it not going well. They're afraid to fail, and they're afraid of what other people will think, and they are afraid of what the result of it not working out. And this is the biggest block for more success in your life, in your business. Since starting this business day one, I had this mentality, and I don't know why, because in the past I have not been that person. I have started multiple businesses. If you haven't listened to the first episode, I believe it's like the first episode, I kind of give a breakdown about me, who I am, how I got started in this business. It's a really fun episode. It's me and my husband. He's interviewing me, basically. And I had started a lot of businesses. I had done like the Cricut. I had done resin, t-shirts, like a ton of different things, and none of them stuck, because it just didn't feel right. I didn't like love it. I kind of sucked at it, to be honest. Like, I just was not good at it. Maybe that's what it was, because I love the work I get to do right now. I wake up excited to work. I wake up excited to serve my clients, and that is really important. But I just... It just never stuck. And for some reason, when I did this business, even though I didn't like being a Pinterest manager, because I started this business as a Pinterest manager, and I did it for, I want to say, a month or two, and I hated it, and I did not keep doing it, but I kept going. I was like, okay, no, this does not work. This is not working. I don't love it. I don't like it. I cannot do this. But I didn't give up, and I said, you know what? I'm going to find something that I do like. And then I went into virtual assistant, and then it was lead gen. When I found lead gen, everything changed. Lead gen changed my business, changed my life, because then that's how I pivoted, like, naturally into coaching. But flop launches, people not buying, getting objections, going live. Like, when my coach told me, I remember my first ever business coach, you know, we would talk about the things to do, the going live, selling on stories, all of it scared the crap out of me. Like, I was scared. I was so nervous. I was afraid of what people would think of me. I was afraid of, you know, my family seeing it. I was afraid of what my friends, you know, family, friends, or just even friends in general that were watching my stories and keeping up with me. But for some reason, I was just like, okay, we're going to do this. You're going to do this, Bella. And since the beginning, I've just done it all because I'm not afraid to fail. And I am here today because I'm not afraid to fail. And I want you to imagine where you would be if you took that action that you know is the action you want to take and need to take, but you just haven't done it yet because what if no one shows up to the live? What if I launch this offer and no one jumps in? What if I'm a week into the launch and no one has bought? What if I lose all of my clients, lose all of my money? Like, what if, what if, what if? And you're staying in this mentality of, what if I fail? What if I fail? What if it doesn't work out? And you are holding yourself back without even realizing it. You are holding yourself back. You are holding yourself back from action that is going to move the needle forward. And you know it. Deep down, you know it, but you're afraid to do it because you're afraid to fail. It could be anything. You could be making money. You could be at 10K cash months, and this could still be showing up for you. Maybe it's raising your rates. Maybe it's launching that mastermind your mastermind offer. Maybe it's different levels. This is not just, you know, new beginner entrepreneurs who are afraid to, you know, go live. If that's yours, then everyone's is going to be different. But for no matter what income you are at, no matter at what stage, I see this showing up for people who are afraid to put themselves out there and say what they believe. And really stand out, because that's what it all comes down to, is you're afraid to speak your truth because you're afraid of what? Maybe it's not failure, but you're afraid of what other people are going to say or think about you. There's a lot that goes into this, but the biggest piece is you can't be afraid to fail. The only way you fail, and this is some tough love, you are failing yourself now, not going all in. You are failing your family, your loved ones, everybody that is important to you, or your why, right? That is, my girls are my why. My family is my why. That is why I get up every single day and do what I do. It's my clients. It's my impact. We fail those things, those people, when we don't go all in and say yes to ourselves, to our desires, and to the action we know that is going to get us there. And I say this with love because I am someone that appreciates tough love. And it's important when you listen to my podcast and when you come into my programs that you know what you're signing up for. You sign up for a tough love mentor. Like, you sign up for a tough love coach, and it comes from love. Like, that's where it's rooted in, because I need you to fully understand this. I need you to get your shiz together, moneymaker, listening into this, where... And don't sit there and tell me, oh, I am doing it everywhere. Because I even have, sometimes I have places where it's not so much afraid to fail. It's a little bit of that, I guess, but it's in different ways I actually want to go back to the most recent time this has come up for me, right? Like, I have, yes, been all in, and I've always done the things, and I always do, but this doesn't mean that there's a point where I don't want to do it. Like, it still comes up. The roadblock still comes up where it's like, don't do this. When I ditched my group programs and I got rid of a lot of monthly recurring revenue for my business because I knew that I needed to build my business differently based off of what I really desired, that thought came up of, what if it doesn't work out? What if I ditch these group programs that are bringing in X monthly recurring revenue, right? And I, like, what if this is the biggest mistake? What if I don't get back to my income that I am comfortable at? What if I do this and no one buys the passive products? Or what if it doesn't work out? I still have these thoughts. These things still come up, but I do it anyways. This is the difference. It doesn't mean that I don't have these feelings of what if I fail. It does. But I know how to put myself in check and say, no, we're not playing in this, Bella. And we go straight into we're doing it. We're doing it. I coach myself through it. And this is the power of having a coach and being able to give you the tools to do this yourself for your business. But I need you to bring awareness right now. Think about it. Where are you failing yourself in terms of the actions that you know you want and need to take, but you're not for whatever reason? Where are you failing yourself? Where are you failing your loved ones or your why? Because you started this business with a fire and a fire to impact, a fire to whatever your why is, right? You started it for a reason. And somewhere along the line, you have let it die out. You have let that fire die out. And I need you to reignite that shiz. I can't cuss. I think I can, actually. I just had to tell husband to put the tag E on the podcast episodes. I need you to reignite that fire. I need you to reignite that. Really find where you have been holding yourself back or been afraid to take X action because you're afraid to fail. And I need you to do it anyways. Go live. Do YouTube videos. Launch that offer. Whatever it is in your scenarios. Like, just pinpoint where you have been, like, where that action is, where you've been holding back, where you've been failing yourself. And I need you to look at it face to face and say, you're my B. I'm not going to say the bad word. I'm going to do this and I'm not going to fail and I'm going to win because I win no matter what. And I'm a winner. You are a winner. We have this joke in my house where we say winner, but wiener, you are a wiener. Anyways, I am just so excited to have shared this with you guys, and I really hope you do go all in on yourself because it does nothing for me if you don't. You owe it to yourself to go all in. No one can want this more than you. No one can want this more than you. You have to want it bad enough. And that's a wrap on today's episode. I will see you guys in the next one. I love you all so much. Peace. Holy guacamole, that was epic. Am I going to say that every single week? Abso-freaking-lutely. But either way, thank you a million for tuning in to this week's episode of the CEO Hotline Podcast. I hope it gave you either massive amounts of clarity or the kick in the butt you didn't know you needed. Or maybe both, who knows? If you loved this episode, you know I'ma need all the tea. And you can let me know by tagging me over on Instagram at BizCoachBella, or just let me know by rating and reviewing the show. I would appreciate it so freaking much. And that's a wrap. I hope your day is filled with massive amounts of happiness, money, and baby cuddles. I'll see you next week. Peace.